I'm with Tony Shepherd at NACE 2012, who's a regular member of EduGeek, amongst other people, and he does certain things. He's Grumbleduke on Twitter, and he's the Harnessing Technologies Manager at Northamptonshire County Council. Tony, I know you're very involved in all this. Can you tell me your impressions of Vanessa Pittard's speech this morning and some of your general impressions about the conference and how we're going to take this forward?
It was good to hear Vanessa go through Michael Gove's speech that he gave about and actually give a bit more of an explanation and background behind it. I think I'm not the only one who would happily turn around and say, actually, it felt as if it had a bit more meaning coming from her, and the explanations actually did show where some of the stuff was actually coming from, some of the examples. So that was good to hear. Obviously, there's still a lot of contentious issues in there, which are being worked out, including some of the things we're talking here today.
So, in a sense, you're in the curricular meeting, and I had sort of Joe Wilson come out and say people need to be pressing a bit more to own this space, in his opinion, coming from outside another country and all that. I mean, and what's happening in there at the moment? Give us an insight to people who aren't in the curricular meeting, who aren't the hallowed 55 or whatever.
Well, to some extent, it's what is the curriculum? Is the curriculum part of a discrete subject? Is it digital literacy, which is across the whole of the child's life and you know, and how we support that? Is it a scaffold, actually, just to help schools build up what they're meant to be doing without being too prescriptive about, oh, you must do this using this application in this manner, which is not a route that any of us want to go down again. Though some schools may actually need some of the support with that, so obviously, there's going to be a number of commercial opportunities for folk out there, as has been mentioned by Michael Gove and Vanessa today as well.
So I want to ask you, because you're one of those sort of twilight people who understands both the school context and the techie context and support context behind that, and not only at school level, at LA-wide level. So you have a greater insight in one particular area about things. For example, the debate that the techie never does this because we always have to. I don't want to get into that, but I want to get into what you've been working on, what you've been talking about the broadband kit that you've been working on that may be one of the several solutions that could be plugged into this.
We've always been big fans of helping schools to help themselves. I mean, the council's motto is helping you to help yourself, and we've always followed that. We've got a schools broadband working group, which we facilitate. It's a schools group. It's chaired by the schools, and they dictate the agenda and what's going on. Now, with the recent changes within East Midlands, with the EMBC being re-procured, councils actually not taking a direct role in the management of the contract. You know, in some councils, some they are. Within Northamptonshire, what we've done is we've said, okay, it's up to you. You sign the contract with whoever you feel best. However, schools need advice and support around that. We can't recommend people and say, you know, this particular company is the best folk to go to. But what we've been able to do is part of the work we've been doing with the procurement around the EMPSN framework is to say, okay, here's some tools. Here is where you actually take your educational snapshot of where either you are now or where you want to be. So we've actually used the background of the self-review framework for the ICT mark, which NACE has taken back on now. And we've said use that to identify where you are. Then we've looked at what some of the functional requirements behind that are, so some of the functional options. And then we've said, okay, to deliver that, you might need to think about particular areas of technology. And so we've given them a tool set, which is a matrix that they can go through. They can say, okay, we'll choose these bits of technology to deliver these functions, to deliver this educational aspect from this supplier. We'll pick something from someone else, something from someone else. So within the EMPSN framework, it's a fantastic decision support document. And for schools that are operating more independently, whether they're academies, free schools, things like that, then that's what the toolkit's there for. I mean, it's been brilliant that, you know, Steve Moss, Strategic Director for ICT at Partnership for Schools, took the toolkit and actually said, actually, that's perfect. That really is. That's brilliant. There's some work that needs doing around it. They've taken it to the DfE and, you know, as a good way of saying that's good for schools. And it is, you know, we're having a lot of good conversations with other LAs, with other schools all around the country about it. But the important thing is it's about giving schools the ability to make their choice and giving them the understanding behind that. We're still going to get schools that will go off and just buy from here, there and everywhere. And to some extent, Yeah, it might be a bit of damage limitations we've done over the next few years with those, as things need to be picked up again. But the important thing is, if you're giving schools choice, you've got to give them the understanding behind it and a little bit of help on the way.
And where can people go to get this? Have you got an email or a web address?
Yes, we've actually... one of the best places to go is to the council's website. We don't host the documents on there, but we've got all the links to the various other aspects of it. So that's northamptonshire.gov.uk/technology. Just have a look on the broadband areas. It's linked to a number of different schools on there. Some of them are ICT mark schools, some of them are outstanding schools, all the usual bits and pieces.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.